Stand by.
How are you, Mr. Thomas? How do you need to speak to you? How are you?
Good to see you, sir.
And these are in three to you, how are you doing? Who are you doing your name?
The report is from...
Thomas? Mr. Green? Okay.
I started writing the next papers.
Okay.
Okay, there were things on me that told me.
What's happening?
Just stop it, okay, yes, sir.
Hello, everyone. This is Comedy Bias, Reverend Dick.
Mr. Davis, the volume is not loud enough.
It's as loud as we're going to get it right now. Or it's not working.
That's the loudest we can get.
That's the loudest we can get.
It's a fucking problem.
There's other types that you can get it without it coming.
I mean, on the phone, but...
That's not going to make it.
That's not.
Oh, well, they're in here. It'll make it no more. We're in here, but not what citizens are going to hear.
Okay.
The only other thing is maybe...
Can you hear us now?
Trying to line it up to a speaker.
Okay. Okay. I've been given this under me a workshop, the Bridge Committee City Council, on February 25th, 2021, at 5 o'clock. It's now 5:03, and this workshop is now in session. Regardless of Governor Abbott's declaration of COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Code, a quorum of the City of Blue Square Council will hold its regular City Council meeting and attend workshop by telephonic conference call. You can join this meeting by dialing this number, 1-786-535-3211. Access code 614-132-909. This meeting will be closed to the public. Thank you, for public notice. Okay, so this workshop is now in session. We can go down the agenda, or for something special somebody would like to start off with, or speak up.
I don't think anybody called in or anything, did they?
Oh, well, not at this point.
Not at this point, yeah.
No, we're just at a workshop, because I was on a workshop.
Oh. Well, I just jumped way ahead. I just jumped way ahead.
I know, slow down.
I don't stop it.
Slow your roll.
The mayor's going to call me to stop it.
Slow down, slow down.
Well, I'd like to congratulate everyone and thank everyone for all they did, that everybody pitched in and helped each other, neighbors helping neighbors, and I think our little community did an outstanding job under the circumstances. We were just as well prepared as anyone else. The city did attempt to make a warming place for people to come to. We tried the churches, senior children, of course, the city hall here. We got electricity, so we were unable to come up with anything. We also checked with TML. They said in order for the city to have a warming station, we had to go through all kinds of laws and requirements, such as separate facilities for the men, separate for the women and the children. You have separate bathrooms, and if you serve coffee or food or anything, the city was responsible and liable if anybody got sick or if anybody slipped and fell and got hurt. The city would be liable. So for those reasons, we did not have a warming station. But we did everything we could to get people in need to a warming station, such as in the temple. I know a couple of occasions we sent someone to temples, and then they had warming stations in Waco. But we did the best we could, and I apologize for any inconvenience on behalf of the city. We could not be set back and let everybody suffer. We tried and did everything we possibly could. The city was never without water. Some of the other cities were, such as New Orleans. I think they just now, just recently, they just got rid of water. And we had to cut back a couple of months. The electricity kept coming on and going off, and when that happened, and running the pump stuff on as well, so they had to be shut off. But we had other wells going. Men had to cut back on the pressure. And if any houses didn't have water, it was because their pipes were frozen. Or if you live a long distance from the water supply with the pressure being low, maybe it didn't quite reach a few houses. But most people didn't have water. It was just frozen. It wasn't the fault of the city. Okay, and I think that on that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
While this is so fresh on our minds, this experience that we all have, and I don't know if this is the time to even converse about it, but since it is a workshop, what we went through was what might eventually be considered a 100-year weather event. Maybe.
It's never happened here before, like it has on record.
Oh, yes.
On record?
Yes.
But I thought I'd get that on TV.
I don't do it on TV. Look it up for yourself.
Okay. Fake news.
Because I work that in every day.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I would imagine that most cities, especially more rural cities, will be taking a hard look at what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And taking time, spending time, setting aside time to maybe do some planning about future events. I try to imagine something that might happen to us comparable to this, one thing could be like a real devastating tornado, where all of a sudden we're out of power, in some cases out of water, roads are not passable, and I think it would be worth our time as a council to call a special meeting sometime in the very near future. As I say, all of this is fresh on our minds, and maybe bring in some other officials, like maybe our county commission. And I'm sure they have
the county has one.
They have a formal plan that we as a council might use to plug into as far as coming up with something. I'm sure it's transportation, communication, I would propose that we may consider doing that, and as I say, further gets in the past, the I guess the less hard memories we'll have with what we experience.
You tend to forget.
Yeah.
Like 9/11, after a month or so, people sort of kind of forgot.
Yeah. It's kind of like the iron's hot right now. All the cities are probably, many cities are going to be doing the same thing, and I think if we could set aside some time and maybe set up a committee to pull together and put a formal plan together for future events like this, I think it would be well worth our while, and I would even consider it to be a matter of a priority for us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes,
sir. Well, we actually have the state, the state up in the heart of it. Office of Directors established by the state of Memphis. There exists the Office of Emergency Management Director of the City, which shall be held by the mayor in accordance with state law. An emergency management coordinator may be appointed by the pleasure of the director. And for carrying out the duties and responsibilities set forth in section 1.07.034 of this division. He may delegate authority for execution of these duties to the coordinator, but ultimate responsibility for such execution shall remain with the director. And in the past, I assume we did that this year. I remember getting papers. And I appointed the chief of police as the coordinator on our emergency management for the county. And we are established with that the emergency management. And that's for like, remember when we had the big explosion, stuff like that, tornadoes. Ran bigger than grass fires, any kind of danger, or in this case, the blizzard. We were totally unprepared for a blizzard, but we do have things set up, and we do coordinate with the county. Does that help? I mean, we do have something, but we do need to work on it, like you said. Yes.
My understanding, I talked with Sonya, this is Richard Wiggins. I talked with Sonya earlier, and I asked her about her emergency management plan that we have, because I haven't seen it, couldn't find it nowhere on her website. She said it's not on her website, that it's a big book.
And it's all of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first thing is that we need to take that and review that, and probably make some modifications from that.
Right.
And you said it was fairly old. Is that
well, the National Incident Management System within itself is old. It's 2008. It's the newest edition. Their stuff is old again. So this is from FEMA. And this is what the city actually adopted. And then we have, of course, the flood plan. That is part of it as well. I would just, as city administrator, I would strongly encourage the council to have a meeting sooner rather than later and come up with some strategies, because, like Mr. Bell said, this is fresh on our mind. It may not happen again for 20 years, so let's be prepared to behave. Let's have like strategies and policies and procedures in place and do this. Yes, this is great. This is just like, 90% of this doesn't even really qualify as a rural community. It would just be better for us to sit down and come up with a better strategy.
I think it's probably like Mr. Fowler said, I think we need to put it either on a special meeting. Maybe we can add it to our next week's meeting. Maybe. I don't know. But we need to have it fairly quickly. And I would be in favor of appointing a committee to sit down and go through that book and then bring back to the council some ideas that thing come up and just...
It's gonna take some time to go through that book.
Yes, it is, yeah, and I...
You may not can get it done next week.
No, I didn't know. I said, maybe we can discuss it next week and put it on the agenda, and because obviously it's not somewhere on a workshop or nothing more tonight.
No.
So maybe we can put it on our agenda.
Well, what I'm saying is it may take more than time than for the next meeting before you can do that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think our next meeting...
You can have it whenever, but I mean...
I think it's just gonna be two items on the next meeting. There you go. Audit.
Mayor Lacy, this is Snyder.
What's wrong with this?
You have a statement. Can I have, I'll sign you this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna talk to you.
It's the man.
Stand by.
I'll sign you.
I would like to come back to Mr. Fowler's suggestion, and I 100% agree with Mr. Fowler, that when you have a special call meeting, there's nothing on that agenda except for emergency...
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I really think it's going to be better for the citizens of the city. I would like to also suggest that council, considering having a special call meeting for audit and financial only, that they go and only talk financial.
Yep.
And only talk audit and get that out of the way and then that back to an emergency management. Because it's going to take, I'm all for committing, but I really think it's going to take everybody forward as we work together to kind of put in, I guess, because everybody's experience is different. Like, what you face at your house versus what I face at mine, everybody's experience is different. But I think we should collectively go through it. And then at that point, if we want to do a committee, obviously, you know, different suggestions.
No, I agree.
In this situation, I'd like to say something, and I'm not belittling anybody's personal experience or nothing. The period of time was cold, but the main thing is the unprecedented electricity out here. 79 and 80, I was out in my day. It was 84 degrees. My commode goes upstairs in my house. But I didn't have this ice and snow so much. We had a lot of ice. But the thing is, we as Americans and our standard of living, we've got pretty lax and spoiled. Now, the primary responsibility for ourselves and our health and everything else is us first. You need to prepare the best you can. Now, everybody can get it. And in situations that I've seen personally here myself, and other council members and other citizens that came today, if you pick up the phone, somebody will come, I hadn't seen it fail. I didn't think I'd be 75. I didn't think I'd be out of this. When I was 40, I did this every day. Every day. It made a difference. So I'm familiar with it, but I didn't think I was going to be out, but I was out most all the time, helping somebody, keeping them warm, carrying them water, food, helping people, giving people the shelter, and things like that. So what I'm trying to say is, government can only do so much, especially in the situation that we encountered that it was abnormal. Because emergency services, fire department people, whomever, are overwhelmed. They cannot get to everybody. So what I'm saying is the primary responsibility is on the citizen first. Then we, the government, can do what they can. But I'm not belittling people's actions of being without. I was without too. And I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is we feel like we're entitled to somebody doing something for you.
Yeah.
If you will, if you can, and people will ask, because friends stick closer to the broken. If you ask, somebody's going to come.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But government